From London, BBC Caribbean Report. Just 24 hours after proclaiming he would never hurt the Haitian people and would step down if they asked him to, President Prosper Avril unleashed his soldiers on a mass demonstration today. In Port-au-Prince, one person was killed and 12 injured as the presidential guard fired on the crowds involved in what had been a peaceful protest. In a moment, Jerry Timmins provides an eyewitness account. And from Moscow, we'll hear how the Soviet Union is quickly losing its patience with Cuban President Fidel Castro. I'm Hugh Crosskill, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. A peaceful demonstration today by thousands of Haitians fed up with the military rule of President Prosper Avril was violently broken up outside the presidential palace by soldiers with automatic gunfire. The demonstration, supported by nearly all sectors of the Haitian society, was staged to put pressure on President Avril to step down and to make way for a civilian government. The BBC's Jerry Timmins followed the demonstrators as they zigzagged through the streets of Port-au-Prince and saw the crowds grow from hundreds to thousands before they came under fire.
It's just coming up to 11 o'clock and there are already barricades up and a set of burning tires just down the Rue du Peuple from where we're standing, outside the shell of a church as this service begins. Peuple is in one of the slum areas of Port-au-Prince called Bel Air. It's quite close to the port. Very thick black smoke is billowing up from the barricades and billowing over the centre of Port-au-Prince. So it's difficult for anybody in the capital not to know that something's happening here. So far there are probably about 300 or 400 people here, but it's still not the official time for the beginning of the demonstration. People at this stage of the demonstration, soon after 11 o'clock, are very well behaved, everyone's smiling. There have been calls for discipline from the priest at the top of the street. Now the crowd's really grown. There are thousands on the street now, and they seem to be heading for the National Palace. People running in the style that you see on television in South Africa. And the crowd's paused outside the Bibliothèque Nationale, the National Library, and they've stolen the national flag off the flagpole and pulled the pole down. Now come outside the palace now, and perhaps at the height of the demonstration, there are about perhaps 5,000 or 6,000, it's very difficult to tell in the narrow streets of the slums. But you can now hear gunfire in the background, the soldiers shooting into the air to make sure the crowds don't gather in any force here, and they're not gathering in any force. It's very, very thin now, not surprising. It seems that the closer to the palace we got, the more people hung back. People are afraid, and it's not surprising. And here come troops with arms pointed at the sky. They're walking up the street towards us, and they're beating someone. He hung around just that bit too long, and now he's making off across the grass. You can hear more gunfire down at the end of the square, automatic fire as well as rifle fire. This government will not tolerate demonstrations like this against it. Although the demonstration was peaceful, I saw no violence, no looting. To clear them, and there's gunfire all around the square. It's very difficult to know where it's coming from next. I think perhaps we better get indoors.
Jerry Timmins finally taking cover after following today's anti-Avril demonstration in Port-au-Prince. That ended over 3 hours ago, and now Jerry is back on the line with us live from Port-au-Prince. First of all, Jerry, what about the casualties as a result of that demonstration?
Well, we know of one dead for certain, Hugh. I don't know the person's name, but he was shot just yards from a journalist here in Haiti, and I've been talking to him. So there's one definite death, and another 12 injured. It seems that about 10 people or so were crushed in the crowd, but the hospital here tells me that they have seen two people with bullet wounds. I don't know what happened to the dead person. He wasn't taken to the hospital.
The demonstrations weren't confined to the capital city.
No, there's reports coming in from provincial towns all over Haiti. I know for certain that there was a demonstration in Petit Goave, which is the place where an 11-year-old schoolgirl was shot by troops who were clearing a demonstration on Monday. She was just sitting on a veranda studying history when a stray bullet hit her. And there are also reports of demonstrations in Cap Haitien, the big town in the north, and Gonaïves.
Well, what's the situation at the moment? Things must have been pretty tense after the soldiers opened fire.
Yes, things were very tense, but the shooting stopped about 3 or 4 hours ago.